Time now on the Bonusa pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers. Looking back at the North Dakota weekend, Tom, has it sunk in yet? How good you guys played?
Well, it seems like a long time ago, Schultz, after having a weekend off, but very happy with the way the guys competed and how we played and how we skated, really, for both nights.
Got a lot more shot attempts and shots on goal in that weekend. Is that a goal of the season?
Yeah, we do. We want to shoot. We want to get a lot of shots. Kind of our motto right now, our bad shots are good shots. And you want to put pucks on net. You want to hopefully get pucks laying in the crease. You want to be driving the net. Tips, screens, rebounds, loose pucks, whatever you have to do to try to generate offense. I think this day and age, it's the only way you can manufacture offense. So I think us and a lot of teams are doing that right now just because teams just defend so well.
Does make perfect sense. You get more shots, you've got the puck on your stick a lot more, right?
Well, exactly. And sometimes, again, it's just it's a habit with hockey players to want to make one last play all the time. But again, you know, this era of hockey right now, everybody protects inside the dots, and it's just so hard to get free in that area, and it's so hard to get 5-on-5 offense generated. So if you're going to have any type of in-zone offense, hopefully, again, you're going to have you're going to have a net presence, and hopefully, again, you're going to have a little puck luck in front of the net.
Looking back over the years of your non-conference schedule, and I realize that a lot of it is geographically based, but you guys haven't shied away from playing anybody. Is it your philosophy that playing top-notch teams is going to make you better in the long run?
Well, I think so, but that's not really, again, bottom line is it is geographically based, Schultz, our schedule, and it's just a lot easier to play teams that are close, non-conference, versus having to either A, get on a long bus ride, or B, get on a flight. So it's pretty much geographically based, and you take a look at the teams in the state of Minnesota. I mean, year in and year out, those are some of the top teams in the country, and we've developed good rivalries with them.
With the conference shakeup, a lot more teams are looking for a lot more conference dates. Generally speaking, what is the rationale that a coach is using in trying to piece together a non-conference schedule sometimes 3 and 4 years out?
Well, it's hard because It's getting to be difficult, and people are getting more selective on how they want to schedule. I mean, the pairwise rankings, a lot of times they want to be at home, and B, they want to obviously satisfy the pairwise rankings. So the bottom line is that you don't have a crystal ball to predict who's going to be, good in a couple of years, and who's going to help you in the pairwise. The bottom line is, I guess, from our philosophy, we just want to get games. We want to make sure we try to get our share of home games as well, like everybody. And the last thing we want to do is be traveling all over for non-conference games.
More on Tom Cerruturi when we return. The Bonusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonusa pregame show. Brian Schultz with Tom Cerruturi. Tom, don't think it's a stretch to say that your team is playing fast this year. For the most part, you got a lot of the same personnel. How's the team get faster in one off season?
Well, I think our freshmen we brought in all can skate well, though. I think that helps. That helps your team speed, and it helps that dynamic. And I just think being a year older, and being a little bit more experienced helps that as well. And who knows, Schultz? Again, it's sometimes it's a mindset. But again, we're young this year. We have 16 underclassmen, but we were really young last year. So again, things just don't happen overnight, and it takes a while to get acclimated. But let's not get premature. Let's see how we can do that. Obviously, game in and game out too, Schultz. And again, I thought we passed the test the first weekend, but there's still a lot of hockey left.
Is this Minnesota team a typical Minnesota team?
It is. I mean, you'll see tonight. I mean, they're going to have the puck a lot. There's no question. And they're going to get their share. Hey, they're almost guaranteed getting 40 shots. So the bottom line is hopefully a lot of them are coming from the outside. And, they are obviously a very good puck possession team. They're very talented. They got, their back line, obviously, again, with, Brodzinski and, Mike Riley. I mean, they kind of anchor that. But you got Brady Shea and, Ben Marshall. You got Jake Bischoff. They had a couple good freshmen. So, I mean, they've got guys out of their lineup right there on the back line who would be, top fours in most programs in the country. So they're very deep on the back line. They've got obviously three lines that can three balanced lines that can score at any time. So you're going to have to obviously play very good defense, but you're also going to have to try to skate with them, because if you're flat-footed and standing around, it can get very difficult for you.
You got a lot of guys that are playing their first game on big ice. It's your first game on big ice this season. What have you done to prepare them?
We just talk a lot about things, Brian, and try to simulate situations during the week. And obviously we had, a practice yesterday and a practice this morning on big ice. And I think the biggest thing is they're that extra 7.5 feet on each side right there. You have to still make sure you protect the middle of the ice. Make sure, again, you're good inside the dots. You have to skate. You have to make sure you zip your passes. You have to stay wide. You can make a lot of indirect plays. You try to get pucks behind their defensemen, a lot of things like that. Again, that's kind of the game plan. Whether you execute it is a different story sometimes.
A lot of history in this building. How long does it take guys, even that have played here before, to kind of get over all that?
Well, it's a great hockey rink. It's kind of like a Fenway Park. It's just a hockey rink. It's a great hockey rink. It's got great sight lines. It's got a great atmosphere. And they've done some renovations, obviously, with the new scoreboard and things like that, and a new ice plant. But it's a heck of a hockey rink. And, it's right around 21 years old. I think it was at 93 it might have opened. So it's not that old, but it's got a lot of charm.
Playoff series here a couple of years ago was some of the best hockey I've seen. Granted, playoff hockey brings that out, but how can your guys that played in that series kind of use some of that as fuel this weekend?
Well, hopefully, again, it just helps those guys adapt to this rink and adapt to this setting that they're about to play in. And, the biggest thing when you do play in Minnesota, again, you want to keep it close, but you like to get that first goal. If you get that first goal, it's any game for that matter, but especially against these guys because they're such a hard team to play against when you're down.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.